Welcome back to Tip TV. Let's do some longer term technical analysis in conjunction with a little bit of education, because for Dow theorists last week, Dow Theory gave a further buy signal on the US markets. Let's kick off, Zach, with the first slide, if we may, courtesy of Incredible Charts, Colin Twiggs, author of popular Trading Diary newsletter. Bellwether transport stock FedEx signals a rise in economic activity with its breakout above 180, reaching a new high. Rising money flow indicates strong buying pressure. That's the best chart we've looked at for ages, isn't it?
It's a decent chart there. I suppose it's echoing what you see on markets like the S&P or the general indices. So not a big surprise there. I suppose the only thing is whether you want to be going for a specific part of the US economy rather than the whole lot, and whether you think FedEx is a particularly good indication of a potential Trump bump.
Understood. Let's move on to the second slide. The NASDAQ 100, the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 is testing its all-time high at 4,900, first reaching the dot-com bubble of 1999/2000. Follow through above 5,000 would suggest that we are in phase three of a bull market. So a key level, this 4,900 on the charts. Let's move swiftly on. The phases of a bull market. Bull market's phases are described by Robert Ree in Dow Theory. There are three phases of a bull period. The first is represented by reviving confidence in the future of business. The second is the response of stock prices to known improvement in corporate earnings. And finally, the third is the period when speculation is rampant and inflation apparent. A period when stocks are advanced on hopes and expectations. And in terms of this theory, we're suggesting we're in this third period now. Let's move on to the second part of this. Phase three of a bull market can last for several years, so it may be unwise to withdraw from the market. And finally, we need to constantly remind ourselves that prices may not be supported by earnings and reactions are likely to be sharper and steeper than in earlier market phases. So the key point there, look for consistencies in trends and inconsistencies in trends. And often inconsistencies in trends is the first sign that there is trouble ahead. I think we've got one more slide. The S&P 500, this is the weekly chart, is unconcerned, having respected the new support level that Zach's talked about a number of times on the show at 2200, while the Twiggs money flow is recovering, indicating medium-term buying pressure now. Target for this advance to the upside, 2300. Final thought from you, Zach.
It's difficult to see. I mean, it's one of those situations which looks too good to be true. It often is, but in this case, it just keeps on rising. So go with the flow there, but ideally, we'd like to see a little bit of a pullback to buy into rather than just keep chasing it and buying the highs all the time.
Zach, thank you very much indeed.